include that one as well.
Okay. Distinguished delegates, I'm going to summarize the latest activities and plans of the Trans-European Railway project. During the last 2 years, all steering committees were held as planned, two in Poland, and those were enriched with the workshops. Last year in Gdańsk on railway accessibility to the seaports, and this year in Kraków on the resilience of railway assets to climate change. And I'm going to elaborate on this one, on the latter in the course of my presentation. The autumn sessions were held in Geneva. The dates were set to facilitate the members to attend the SC2 sessions, and the last session was held on Tuesday on the 12th of November. These are the main decisions taken during these sessions concerning two documents on data and parameters of the TER network, and two workshops on adaptation to climate change and on subjects crucial for the railway sector, such as interoperability, high-speed rail systems, new technologies with the focus on digitalization and automation, including digital automatic coupling. The TER Backbone Network Annual Report was approved. The document is based on data provided by the TER member states for 2022, and of course publicly available data. The report presents information on the length of sections with different maximum train speeds, a map of the TER high-speed rail lines, as well as general information on axle loads, gauges, and signaling and communication systems. The maps also visualize the status of the TER Backbone network projects as of the 1st January 2023, including ongoing projects and those completed by the end of 2022. You can also learn about the plans of particular TER member states and view maps that present the number of tracks and their electrification. It was decided that further reports be drafted biannually, which means that next year we are going to prepare the report based on data of 2023 and 2024. Regarding the study on the compliance of TER countries' infrastructure to the technical parameters identified in international legal agreements, this document needs some improvements and after that conclusions and recommendations, which we are looking forward to. On Tuesday we had a very productive discussion with the consultant responsible for the completion of the study, and we expect the final results by the end of this year. A workshop, The Resilience of Railway Assets to Climate Change, was organized by TER as a key goal of its program of work. The workshop was attended by the ministries responsible for infrastructure and rail infrastructure managers, UIC and JASPERS. The event was hosted by Polish Railway Lines, whose representatives presented the weather challenges that affected a particular area. And the participants could see the effects of heavy precipitation on railway lines in southern Poland. Then ETH Zurich, the consultant, presented the background of the assessment of the degree of resilience of transport systems, the concept of the stress test and its potential in decision-making processes. Finally, they concluded a simulation with the contributions of Czech and Polish experts. Also, the Czech representative talked about the resilience of Czech railway lines to climate change. And the event was so successful that the next year we plan to organize the second edition in Brno on the kind invitation of our Czech colleagues. The difference is that in Krakow we examined the fictive line, and this time we are going to choose the existing part of rail infrastructure. And also the results of this workshop are going to be one of the case studies of the as an input for the group of experts under WP5 GE3 on adaptation to climate change. And during the railway fair in Berlin, okay, I'm going to say the name, InnoTrans, I'm allowed to. Ter organized a workshop on URL. This date was chosen because of many experts were at that time in Berlin, so we wanted to attract as many participants as possible and to facilitate this participation. And the workshop offered an opportunity for participants to gain deeper understanding of this convention. But I'm not going to repeat what was said by Francesco in the morning. And yes, what was worth to emphasize that we had a panel discussion and some opportunity to share the views of individual countries. At the moment, 12 countries are participating in the project. And currently, the TER project central office host country agreement with the Serbian government is under finalization. We expect the results by the end of this year. My mandate as the TER project manager is valid until 2025, next year. Yes, and this is it. And to conclude, I would like to emphasize that that there is a provider of inputs to other ECE bodies in the form of reports, case studies, tools like GIS tool. And this wouldn't be achievable, of course, without the engagement of the representatives of TER members and the colleagues of ECE. And I would like to thank all of you for excellent cooperation. Thank you.